Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
Santa, it's Addie here. Well, it's that time of year again. Of course, you know, probably better than anyone. Maybe I should have already written my letter to you, because it's only 2 weeks till Christmas, but I'm 8 now. I want to take my time with these things.
So, Addie, any chance you could give your mom another call?
I tried. She's not answering. But she doesn't answer when she's driving. She's responsible like that.
Only school finished, like, half an hour ago.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kingsley.
It's not your fault, Addie.
I know, Mr. Kingsley. Santa, every Christmas rolls around and it's always the same. Mom's job gets busy and she never gets a chance to do anything else. Don't get me wrong, Santa. I'm not one of those vengeful letter writers. But it does make me consider asking for something more... Something more... Mr. Kingsley?
Yes, Addie?
What's a word that means something that isn't a solid something, but it's like a something that exists, but it, like, only exists in a brain?
Love?
Like, it's something you imagine, but you want it to be real?
Happiness.
I guess what I'm saying, Santa, is that I don't know if I need anything. But Mom could. Somebody to look after her, you know? Help her get organized. I guess what I'm saying is... Santa?
Look, could you give your mom another call? Only, I really got this thing.
I'm late, I know. I'm sorry. I've got this client. She's an absolute... Thank you for looking after Addie for me, Mr. Kingsley. Hey, honey, I'm sorry I'm late.
I know how busy you are at this time of year, Mom. It gave me time to start my letter to Santa.
Oh, that's great, honey. This client, she's my biggest account of the year, and boy, does she know it.
I get it. It's fine, but I do need to get going.
Of course. Addie, pack up your things. We've got to give Mr. Kingsley his day back.
Sure, Mom.
You got something fun planned?
I've got an event for my wife.
Did she win an award or something? Congratulations to her.
No, she died. It's the 1 year anniversary of her death.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
So how are you spending your Christmas?
I'm going to visit Harper. That's my dead wife. She's in the cemetery.
Do you have anyone to spend your holidays with? Your parents?
No, they're also both dead. It's just me this year.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Kingsley.
Hey, Christmas is just another day of the year. The darkest, coldest, loneliest day. I better lock up.
That man must think I'm a huge ass. I don't think he likes me very much.
Nah, Mr. Kingsley likes everyone. He's really nice.
I know, honey.
And he has a nice beard.
Who doesn't like a nice beard?
Do you like a nice beard, Mom?
Honey, you gotta hurry and pack up. We gotta get out of Mr. Kingsley's hair and beard.
Almost done, Mom. What I'm saying is, Santa, that I want you to find my mom.
All right. I'm ready to go.
And so are we. We gotta go, honey.
Find my mom a boyfriend. Love, Addie.
Addie, I'm sorry I left you at school. I promise I was trying to get away, but this client...
I get it, Mom.
You shouldn't have to get it, and I'm sorry. It's just, I've got these big events coming up on Christmas Eve, and they could make or break my event planning business. I need this Christmas to be a huge success, so that next Christmas I don't have to spread myself so thin.
And I want something to make you happy, Mom.
I am happy, honey. I've got you. Now we need to duck into the shops, because we need to get something nice for Mr. Kingsley to say sorry.
We can post my letter to Santa. Here you go.
Sure, honey. Oh, you've spelt dear wrong. And Santa.
Oh, I guess Santa won't get it then.
Oh, no, of course he will. Santa doesn't care about stupid spelling. Besides, you've spelt the word vengeful correctly, which worries me, but hey, good job.
Okay.
Santa really doesn't care, honey. Look. Let's get this letter on its way. Mailed. Santa is gonna love it.
Thanks, Mom.
Greetings, my lord, king of all hell. Did you sleep well?
Morning, imp. The new memory foam is comfortable, but it's done that thing that things seem to do down here, and that smell like fucking sulfur. We've been here, what, thousands of years, and we still don't know why everything smells of fucking sulfur.
Oh, I can get a few of the lesser minions to spray your mattress with perfumes.
I don't want anyone touching my stuff. What's on today, imp? What am I expected to do?
Oh, there's a lot of great choices for you, my lord. The new wing of the Sisyphean department is almost finished.
Again?
Or the world temperature knob is due to go up another fraction of a degree.
No, boring. Is there anything else?
There's that new barbecue place that's opened in the third circle.
I know, I can hear the screams. Ugh, I just want something that entertains me. Something fun to do.
And I want you to be happy, my lord. And for hell to run like a finally oiled machine wherein the oil is the suffering of human souls. How about you answer some of your fan mail? You like doing that. It's that time of year. Lots of human folks prostrating themselves in front of your malevolent divinity.
Maybe a few letters.
Great! Here we go, my lord. Here's an oldie but a goodie. The Murdochs crave another...
I can guess. What are they offering?
Another 50 years of human misery.
Och, next.
Here's one from Musk. You like him. He's asking
Hasn't he had enough? Where does it end with these fucking people? Are there any names we haven't seen before?
Let's see. Bezos, Sackler, Zuckerberg.
Gross.
Ooh, Shatner. Haven't seen that one in a while.
No.
And is, maybe not.
What? What is it?
I don't think you'd like it. It's dumb and written in crayon.
Ooh, psychopath, serial killer.
Child.
Oh, still, give it a read.
Oh, my lord, it's... silly.
I said, fucking read it!
Yes, my lord. it begins, Der Satan.
Der Satan?
Yes, Der Satan.
Hmm, carry on.
The child says that they appreciate that it's a busy time of year for you. Kid's not wrong there. Come Christmas, those souls will come flying in.
Keep reading.
The child says, don't get me wrong, Satner, and that this isn't a vengeful letter.
A shame.
And that what they're saying, Snatnar, is that they want you to find their mother a boyfriend.
Interesting.
And they sign it, Love, Addy.
Love? That's weird.
See? A dumb letter.
Selling your soul is dumb, but that's our entire business structure. So less itching Shay on the isness bay. This... find a boyfriend thing.
Oh, you have better things to do, my lord. You don't have time.
I have fucking time for what I want to make fucking time for.
But my lord...
do not disagree with me.
No, my lord...
do you not know who it is, you fucking sir?
Lord, please!
You're fired!
Morning, my lord.
Imp.
Where were we?
We were preparing to find a boyfriend for a mortal woman on behalf of her mortal child.
Were we, my lord?
I don't think I like that tone. I didn't like the last guy's tone either.
Oh, of course, my lord.
This interests me. Normally, people are asking for money or power or penis extensions, but this... a boyfriend for a mother. It's interesting, right?
Definitely, my lord.
Finding a boyfriend. Finding A boyfriend. That's like love, yeah? Finding a bipenist love.
Could be, my lord. Well, I think boy is a self-prescribed identity stemming from culturally ingrained gender binaries, but sure.
Do you know much about this boyfriend stuff? I mean, I went through a sodomy phase a few millennia ago, but that was to annoy the big guy upstairs more than anything. Love, however...
You could consult an expert. In fact, I know just the demon for the job.
Summon them at once. I command it.
Yes, my lord.
Greetings, my lord.
A succubus? Good idea, imp.
Thank you, my lord.
Now, succubus, we need to speak to you about humans.
Delicious, my lord. I relish nothing more than devouring the soul of a human via his genitals.
And what can you tell us about love?
About...
love between humans. Humans being in love. Human beings being in love. Two humans meeting, one of them some kind of mother, the other being a boy. Well, a man, I'm guessing. We'll have to consult the child on the details. But yes, how does one go about getting two humans to fall in love? How do you do it when you go to Earth?
I don't know that love has anything to do with what I do, my lord. I go to Earth in my form of a big-titted slut and devour human souls.
Through their genitals?
Yes, my lord. I devour their soul through their genitals, leaving only desiccated, ashy remains.
That's it?
I'm sexy. I'm evil. That's kind of my whole situation.
So no idea about love?
Mm-mm, my lord.
This could be more challenging than I originally thought.
Oh, never mind, my lord. That barbecue place has a great lunch deal on human ribs.
I didn't say I wasn't going to do it. I shall take human form, and before midnight strikes on Christmas Eve, I shall find this child's mother... a boyfriend.
Good luck, my lord.
You'll do great, my lord.
You're not getting out of this. Both of you are coming with me.
Oh.
Yes, my lord.
Merry happy friends, creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Thank you for listening to the first episode of A Christmas Satan. This is going to be a short series, 3 episodes in the lead up to J-Boy's B-Day. While it may seem to be purely inspired by Hallmark Christmas movies, it is in fact inspired by one of my favorite YouTube channels, Movie Bitches. The Movie Bitches annual Christmas movie roundup is truly one of my joys of the season. Their love of these very bad, incredibly predictable, and thoroughly enjoyable films inspired a drinking game of the tropiest tropes, and it is that drinking game that inspired A Christmas Satan. I don't recommend you play the drinking game while listening to A Christmas Satan, because I would surely kill you. On to this episode's cross promotion! It's been a while since I've done one of those. Because of the wee break I took from the podcast, I wanted to swing back into the podcasting sphere with Craving Creativity. Craving Creativity is a safe place for creative people to explore what it means to be creative. What is a normal life? How do you manage stress? What are you doing with your mental health? And how do you deal with any of that when all you want to do is create? Find out on the Craving Creativity podcast. There's a link where all good links are stocked. The episode description. This has already been a long ad break. I'm going to get out of here, but remember to check out all our socials. Thanks again for listening. May your days be merry and bright, and enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye.
Not going to recess, Addie?
I was going to stay and write another letter to Santa, Mr. Kingsley.
Didn't you already write one? You know you don't get extra presents that way.
I made some mistakes, and I think the least I can do for Santa is spell good. Is that all right, Mr. Kingsley?
That's fine. I'm going to sit here and grade acrostic poems about traffic safety. I might even have one of those great-looking Christmas snacks your mom gave me.
She felt real bad about you missing your dead wife's birthday.
It wasn't her birthday. It was the birthday of her... You know what? It doesn't matter. You write your letter and I'll sit here wincing every time the D in road stands for dead.
Okay, Mr. Kingsley.
Oh.
Mr. Kingsley? Are you all right, Mr. Kingsley?
Made it. Where the fuck am I?
Mr. Kingsley?
Ah, a child. Tell me, child, where the fuck am I?
Ohio?
Good, yes. And are you the child? You know, the child. I came seeking the child.
Mr. Kingsley, you sound different.
Who the fuck is Mr. Kingsley?
You are. You're Mr. Kingsley.
Me? No, I'm... Wait. I know what happened. Tell me, child, who do I look like?
Mr. Kingsley!
Yes, good. It's all going to plan. And tell me, if you are the child, where is the mother?
She's at work.
Then I must find her and then find her a boyfriend.
Did you read my letter to Santa?
No, I read your letter to Satan. I am he, and I am here to bring about this dark undertaking in return for your soul, as is customary.
I don't understand.
Ugh, of course. You're a child. Very ignorant. I am Satan, human girl. The king of hell. Lord of all damnation. And I am here to help you. Ah, there they are.
Is that you, my lord?
It is. How do I look? Right number of limbs, full face, anything missing?
Oh, you look positively devourable, my lord.
Is that the child? Does she have no eyes?
I closed them because that lady has her boobies out. Mom said not to look at people's bits and boobies without their enthusiastic consent.
Your mother isn't here. What she says doesn't matter.
It's when it doesn't matter that making the right choice matters the most.
What?
My lord, you can put clothes on the succubus.
Yes, all right. There. All three of us are now wearing matching trousers and whatever these are.
Sweater vests.
It's touching my body all over.
Better, child.
Addie.
Subtracting. Child, I received your letter and have decided you are worthy. Sign the contract that my imp carries.
Ta-da! Sign it so we can get the hell out of here.
And I can set a penis upon your mother.
Why are you English?
Why shouldn't I be English?
And what happened to Mr. Kingsley?
Ugh, this again. Mr. Kingsley is me now. There is no Mr. Kingsley, only Satan. Here, let me do something that only Satan could do. Imp, you're fired.
Then where's Mr. Kingsley?
I don't know. His soul is gone somewhere else while I'm here.
But where?
Well...
Hello?
Hello?
Where am I?
Where am I? Where am I?
How did I end up in this boundless void?
Can't he go somewhere nice? While you're here?
I mean, he can. That's not really my modus operandi.
I would feel better if he was somewhere that made him happy.
Does it fucking matter? Fine, but only because I want to get on with fulfilling your Christmas wish.
Is there anybody here? Hello? What? Where am I now? This looks like that cabin we went to years ago. That might have been my best Christmas ever.
Cole?
Harper?
Where are we, Cole? I thought I died.
You did? But how?
I don't know, Cole. It's a miracle.
A miracle? A Christmas miracle?
I'll throw that one in for free. I'd normally charge a soul for that. Back to the contract. Your soul for your mother getting her end off. What do you say?
I don't understand.
You want something from me, and I'll be honest, I've kind of got this human's heart set on giving it to you.
But the master can't go around giving things to people. Certain rules have to be obeyed. And in this case, we have to take your soul. It's what we fiends do.
Through the genitals.
I didn't ask you for anything. I asked Santa.
Santa? Santa's not gonna give you shit, that fucker is useless.
You shouldn't swear in front of kids.
Are you telling me what to do? Imp, she's telling me what to do.
Ooh, damn her, my lord. Send her to hell.
You can't just tell the king of hell not to do a thing.
Let me handle this, my lord. Hey, child.
Addie.
He'll stop swearing if you give him your soul.
That wasn't the agreement.
The faster we get her soul, my lord, the faster we can get back to hell.
No, my soul is for finding my mother a boyfriend by Christmas.
As was originally agreed. Imp.
Sign here.
Okay.
Here.
All right.
An initial here.
There.
A pleasure doing business with you. Where'd you learn to sign things? This looks like a child did it.
A child did do it.
Well played, child.
Addie!
Why do you keep saying that? Is that a human thing? Should I be saying it?
It's my name!
Oh. Addie. Addie. Names. I suppose that's a thing humans have.
Demons have them too, my lord.
I suppose they do. You, genital lady, what's your name?
Verena.
That's quite pretty.
Verena the Devourer.
Right, well...
Of course.
I think we got it. And you, imp.
Steve.
Steve. Steve the imp.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep calling you imp.
Oh.
Now, to find a boyfriend for Addie's mother. Write down an address or something.
Please don't scare my mom.
Why would we scare her? I'm wearing a human. Verena's wearing something.
That one looks like an evil flying baby.
I'm an imp. That's how we look.
But you don't look like people.
She's right. You two, pretend to be human.
Boy, I love walking on the ground.
Beer. Sports.
My flesh degrades every day.
Don't tell my wife.
No, you have to look human. Get rid of the horns and the black eyes. And you have to choose one of the boring array of skin hues humans have.
My lord, how do we,
I have to do everything around here. There, much better.
That was horrible.
You're covering your eyes again. Is someone showing a boob?
So I sent Addie to school with a hamper of Christmas stuff. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, unload on me, girlfriend. I'm here to listen.
What's worse, Misty, is that I made the man late for his wife's memorial.
Ouch, girlfriend. That's not good.
He must hate me now. It's a shame because he's kind of cute. He's kind of like a bearded Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, he's cute, but he's not really my type.
Of course he's not, Misty. You're a lesbian.
Oh, that's right. Representation matters.
What about you? How's everything? How's Rainer? Your family?
That's not important. Let's focus on you, girlfriend.
Let's focus on planning your Christmas Eve breakfast wedding party.
Thank you so much for organizing it.
I did offer. Of course, I offered when I didn't know it would be a Christmas Eve wedding party.
No.
And now I have to organize 3 events on the same day.
No.
But you're my friend, Misty.
Bestie.
So, anything to make you happy.
Oh, wow. I wish I could do more to help.
It would be nice.
But I don't know how to do anything besides tell weather.
You are Ohio's premier weather girl.
It's cold today.
I've hired a temp to help out for these last couple of weeks. They should be arriving any minute now.
You really need the help and support, girlfriend. I wish I could do more.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Should we get back to the planning for your wedding?
Is this Delaney Hutton Harrison event planning?
Mr. Kingsley?
I'm searching for Addie's mother.
That's me. We've met several times.
Ah, Addie's mother. You're good looking, so that's a great start.
Excuse me?
Why? You haven't offended me.
Mr. Kingsley, what are you doing here? And why are you English?
Why shouldn't I be English?
Is Addie all right? Shouldn't you be at school?
Well, I can say that when I left your daughter, she was 100% healthy. Soul still in her body.
Then why are you here? I'm meeting with a client.
Hello!
And I'm meeting a new staff member in a second.
Are you asking me to leave?
Do you have a reason you need to stay?
No. I'll go. Yes, I'll go. For now.
Oh, wow. He was really good looking, girlfriend. For a man. 'Cause I'm a lesbian is what I am.
The death of his wife must have gotten to him. We've only got a couple of minutes. Let's go back to your seating chart.
There should definitely be enough seats for everyone.
Do I need to go over the concept of a seating chart again?
I think so, girlfriend.
Well, that was quick, my lord. Great job. Now let's get back to hell.
Don't congratulate me. I haven't done anything yet. I realized when I got in there that I shouldn't be too open with my intention for her to fall in love before Christmas in return for her daughter's soul. That would have been bad, right?
Probably, my lord.
I need to find a way to get her on board without alerting her to my intention. Yes, Verena? Did I try what?
Did you try devouring her, devouring her soul through her?
Sorry to interrupt. Do you mind if I scoot past?
Do not approach our lord unbidden!
I'm trying to go through the door you're standing in front of.
Why?
I'm gonna be working here. I'm from the temp agency, doing a 2-week stint with Delaney Houghton Harrison event planning up until Christmas.
2 weeks? Working with Addie's mother?
I don't know who that is. Look, 2 weeks in that office, that's all I know. So could you just let me pass?
No. Consider this your termination from the position. Now, how am I going to trick Addie's mother into letting me spend time with her?
All right, Misty. Show that chart to your fiancé and see what she says.
You bet, girlfriend.
See if she has any thoughts about you seating people alphabetically.
It makes sense, right, girlfriend?
It does mean that the two of you aren't sitting together during your reception of your wedding.
There'll be other times to sit together.
Bye, Misty.
Bye, Lainey.
You.
Hello.
Mr. Kingsley.
Is that woman all right?
Misty, she's a meteorologist, a journalist, a client, and a close friend. What she lacks in object permanence, she makes up for by being an absolute sweetheart. Why are you back, Mr. Kingsley?
I recall the reason that I came to see you, Addie's mother.
And that reason was?
I was sent by the agency.
You're my new temp? But you're an elementary school teacher. Then again, they do not pay teachers enough, so it would make sense that you would get a second job for the holidays.
Yes, it makes sense.
School isn't over yet. Did the school give you special permission to get a second job or something?
That's right. So you see, Addie's mother, everything makes sense. It makes sense that I'm here working with you.
For me. Underneath me. I shall be your boss.
What?
Giving you orders. Telling you what to do.
You can do that?
Well, yes. It's my business. You're my temp. Is that a problem?
Well, it's just never happened to me before. It shall be a new experience, taking orders from a human.
I suppose you're more used to kids. Let's get started, shall we? The events I've got coming up on Christmas Eve are crucial to my business survival. If we do a bad job, then I can kiss Delaney Hutton Harrison event planning goodbye come New Year's. There's a lot to do. And Addie is going to be so happy you're working here. She loves you, you know.
I'm easy to love, Addie's mother.
You can't keep calling me that. Call me Lainey.
Streety?
No, Lainey. As in, that's my name.
Yes, names. Important things. Names?
They are, Mr. Kingsley.
Agreed.
And yours is?
Mr. Kingsley?
I'm not calling you that while you're my temp.
Of course not.
So I'll call you...
1 second. You may call me Coleman Reed Kingsley. At least that's what it says on the rectangle of plastic I found in my pocket.
You're funny. Cute bit.
So, do you work alone? Is there nobody else here? No boys?
What, to talk about sports or something?
Maybe.
Well, no. Just me. It's my name above the door.
Is that how that works? I wondered.
And it's me behind the door. Me and you. Normally at Christmas, my friend Monica helps out, but she's gone home to Jamaica this year.
It's going to be the whitest Christmas ever. At least that's what the weather girl standing outside told me. Merry Christmas, Lainey, my dear.
Mr. Kringle, Merry Christmas. I wasn't expecting you.
Just dropping in, giving you an update. And who is this?
This is my helper for the next couple of weeks. Coleman, meet one of our clients, Mr. Kringle. We're helping Mr. Kringle organize a lunch and charity event on Christmas Eve to raise funds to support the town's orphans.
Oh, 'tis the season after all.
Is supporting orphans a seasonal thing?
Do I know you, young man?
No.
There's something
familiar about you.
You're probably senile.
Oh, no, that's not it. Don't worry, I'll remember.
Coleman, Mr. Kringle is one of our big clients. We're gonna take good care of him.
Oh, wonderful! And I'm here to let you know that the city has kindly donated the services of a bus for the day.
A bus? What's the bus for?
Why, to bring all the orphans from the next town over to our little luncheon. There will be another 30 children in attendance. Won't that be marvelous?
That's a lot of additional children.
And we have to take care of them, don't we, Lainey, my dear?
Of course, Mr. Kringle. Ah,
you're a good girl for working as hard as you do. I'll be sure to give you a glowing write-up in my Charitable Hearts of Ohio column that I have as a prominent local journalist and philanthropist. Ta-ta for now, Lainey, my dear. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Kringle.
And also to you, Coleman.
Old man.
You can't be rude to clients.
Why would I be?
Well, you just were.
I was. When?
Any second now, a huge client is going to walk through that door, and you cannot upset her. Averill McKenna Madison is the biggest influencer in all of Ohio and could make or break this business. If the only thing we achieve this Christmas is making her happy, I will consider it a success. Do I make myself clear?
Well...
Shut up! Here she comes!
Hi, it's me. I'm here.
Hi, Averill. Oh my god.
Ugh.
You look stunning.
Yeah, that's my job. One of them anyway.
I saw your throwback picture yesterday. So cute.
Yeah, that's why I posted it. My followers love my slim thick. It's the full fitspo.
Followers? Is she some sort of cult leader?
Who's this?
My assistant for the next couple of weeks. I got someone to help me out because I wanted to make sure that everything goes perfectly for your party on Christmas Eve.
It's not a party.
Oh.
It's a perfume launch, Botox marathon, and a brand experience for my new line of vodka. And it can't go perfectly. It needs to go freaking perfectly. Because if it doesn't, that'll make me look bad.
Of course.
And I hate looking bad. I said as much in my last live, if you caught it.
I was in a meeting at the time. With you, actually.
And if you make me look bad, I'll destroy you. Tell my followers that you bullied me and made me cry, and you'll never work in Ohio again. And that's not a threat. You understand. That's just business. Because I'm not only an influencer, I'm a businesswoman, entrepreneur, and brand executive.
Yes, you...
Model, actress, author.
I've seen
fashion designer, restaurateur, journalist.
Journalist?
Yeah. I wrote a review of a plane. It got published. That makes me a journalist. I said the plane was comfortable, but not spacious. Are we done with this meeting?
I'm not sure. You are the one who requested it.
Oh. Yeah. I saw this TikTok where this girl fell off a reindeer, and I want that at my party.
You
want
to fall off a reindeer?
No, that's stupid. I want to sit on one. A real one.
That might be difficult.
Are you saying you can't do it?
No, 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 Averill. There's always a way. I'm sure I'll think of something.
You better. Is this meeting done?
Yes, all done.
Great. Okay. Bye, Averill.
Yep. Bye. See what I mean?
She seemed great.
She's like if a devil climbed inside a Barbie. Now we need to get to work.
Wait, wasn't your friend the one who was permanently cross-eyed?
Misty.
Didn't you say she was getting married on Christmas Eve?
Breakfast time. A breakfast wedding. Because her favorite meal is cereal.
And didn't the old guy...
Mr. Kringle.
...say you were eating orphans at lunch?
Feeding orphans, yes. A busload, apparently.
But then Ava Badoobie...
Averill McKenna Madison.
...is having her party on Christmas Eve.
She'll be riding Santa's sleigh in at 9 p.m.
That seems like a lot for one day.
That's why you are here.
When are you going to have time for a boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
But it's Christmas. What about singing? And presents? Sitting by fires? Hanging with your daughter?
What about them?
When do you do that stuff? With or without a boyfriend?
I don't get a Christmas, Coleman. I'm an event planner in the most festive town in all of Ohio. I work.
But Christmas? Finding love?
Tell you what. We get through all our work, we get these three events planned within an inch of their life, then we can do something Christmassy. Until then, we work. Deal?
Deal.
Christmas Satan featured the voices of
Jacqueline Osorio as Lainey,
Kieran Davey as Satan,
Rhiannon Mauchel as Addie and Verena,
Matt Graham as the Imp,
Lucy Clapp as Misty, Harper, and Avril McKenna Madison,
and
Stephen Jobson as Mr. Kringle, Mr. Kingsley, and the Temp.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.